I just want to share with you one thought I had about Jesus. It's in John chapter 4. You don't need to turn there, but it occurred to me that at the hottest part of the day, that Jesus sat beside a well. At the hottest part of the day, he went and he chose to sit beside a well. And he absolutely knew he had to be there, because that's where you meet thirsty people. And he has a very special relationship. I hope that's not my phone. He has a very special relationship with thirsty people. You know, something about thirst. We all have it. Mankind has it. Animals have it. Plants have it. Anything living has thirst. You know, they say that a human being can last about 100 hours without water. 100 hours without water. And it's a brutal way to die, I'm sure. One reason that it would be a very difficult way to die is extreme thirst has torment. And there's a couple of reasons for that, but one of them is, of course, when we think of thirst and Jesus' special relationship with thirsty people, but one reason, if people know extreme thirst, one reason for that is that there is that overpowering drive, there is that craving for fluids that we would take from an external source and drink. Well, there's another reason why that extreme thirst has torment. And that's really actually to do with an inward reason and reaction. You see, when you become dehydrated, and the longer you become dehydrated, there is an increase in osmolytes, which really is just a fancy way of saying that's fluids that interact with the life of the cell. And the cell, the individual cell in our body, of course, is the building blocks of our life, biologically speaking. And when we have this extreme thirst inside, there is this reaction because a concentration of toxins actually rise up from the inside. A concentration that becomes too high, and these toxins build up, and there is a reaction, there's actually a breakdown of the cell in us. And here's the thing. Extremely thirsty, critical thirst people, you would think the answer is water. But you know something? An ocean would do you no good, even with an ocean-sized thirst. For all the water that's found in an ocean, it would not do an extremely thirsty person, would not do them any good because of the salt concentration. You couldn't drink. You can't drink the ocean. I can't drink the ocean. No matter how thirsty we are, we cannot drink salt water. It will kill us. It would overwhelm our kidneys, and we would die. For as thirsty as we are, we can't drink an ocean. As thirsty as someone could be, you can't drink polluted water. You can't drink dirty water. The pollutions in that can kill you. The amoebas, we just recently heard about someone who actually had that brain amoeba, that flesh-eating disease that's found in water, fresh water, that normally if it was clean you could drink, but if it sits too long at a certain temperature in stagnant water, it actually becomes a breeding ground from what will kill us. And so you can be extremely thirsty and you can't drink all the water that's around you sometimes. You can be extremely thirsty and even what you think could be good for you, if it's that stagnant water and dirty water, it wouldn't be able to meet the critical need of our life. Sometimes, too, extreme thirst can drive us to dark water where alligators and snakes and special fear that I have. You know, what I'm saying is that which we crave the most and need the most, that actually is a life and death issue, can actually, if not properly met, if you get it from the wrong source, can kill you. What you think you need the most, what we think we absolutely need, we would define, I need water, but where that water comes from and the source of it could actually be what kills us, all the while that we're convinced that we need water. Jesus has a relationship with thirsty people. You know, thirst can be so much more, of course, than just natural thirst. There's the thirst of the mind and the thirst of the soul. the thirst. We heard it tonight. I have to have those relationships, that thirst. I have to prove myself. That thirst, I have to visit these places. I have to, that thirst, I have to, I hate myself. I hate what I do. I have to protect myself. But it's a thirst, that thirst of envy, of needing significance, of my addictions, the thirst of trying to figure out what is the meaning of my life. Do I mean something to somebody? Am I contributing something? That thirst of that needing to express myself and to be a person of value and love. That thirst that says, Lord, I'm so tired of the neediness and the loneliness. I thirst. We know the thirst can come to a human heart, to a human life in so many forms. So much beyond just the natural thirst. But Jesus positioned himself on the hottest part of the day where thirsty people come. He sat beside a well. And one day he met somebody and had a conversation with someone who didn't think that he should be talking to them. This person crept out almost from and appeared with a water pot looking for water. And Jesus, you know, when he went to describe himself, it says in another part of scripture, he says on that last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, not just to this person with the water pot, but one time to a whole group of people. He said, if anyone thirsts, let them come to me. And he said, I will give them, come to me and drink, and I will give them living water. He said that he who believes in me out of his innermost parts will flow rivers of living water. Jesus said that to a group, but he also said it to that person one-on-one who didn't think that Jesus should be talking to them. You know, that last day when Jesus said the last day of the thirst, the last day of the feast, he said, if anybody's thirsty, you know, Jesus so many times doesn't appear till we get really thirsty. He doesn't really seem to appear on the horizon till our thirst becomes something that drives us out of the shadows and drives us to have a conversation with him. I think that's been so much of my testimony, is sometimes I have to be driven to places where finally Jesus, I can't believe you want to talk to me right now, but thank you that you do, only to find out. He says, I've come, I want to satisfy and bring life to you. Why have you been withholding? Why have you been staying so far away from me? When all I want to do, if you're thirsty, come to me and drink. And, you know, beloved, Jesus knows that there can be a time that the thirst in our life can be such that at the end of the day, it's really about getting that cold cup of water, because we know we're going to die if we don't get that kind of refreshment that we're craving. That maybe we've been going to sources, we've been thirsting, we've been drinking. Our thirst has taken us to places we're drinking that's killing us by degrees. And so Jesus sat by a well. And somebody who he felt he shouldn't be talking to came out. And Jesus said to that person, give me a drink. And I think that's so amazing, because Jesus is saying, you know, I chose to become flesh. I chose to become human. That I would be subject to thirst too. And he looks at this woman and he says, give me to drink. And she said, what are you doing talking to me? Why are you talking to me? She couldn't even go to give him a drink. She goes, why are you talking to me? And he said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who's saying to you, give me a drink, you would ask of him and he would give you living water. And she said, well, you don't have anything to draw water with. I think that's kind of impossible. But where would you get that living water? And I think that's so amazing, because she's kind of looking around looking for a well, because she's been to that well before. Wasn't living water. But he said, if you ask of me, I'm going to give you living water. So I think she's kind of looking around. Well, where is that? Where is that living water? How do I get that? And I love it, because Jesus is presenting a contrast. He's sitting beside a well. And he says, you think I'm talking about fresh water, which the body needs, but I'm talking to you about living water. And he's making a contrast because here's a well, that's fresh water, but here I am, I'm living water. He's making this contrast. And he said, whoever drinks of the water here, he says, pointing to the well beside him, will thirst again. But I will give him water that they will never thirst. And she's amazed at that. You mean there's a kind of water? There is something that a human will never thirst? And she says, give me that water. And Jesus said that the water that I'm talking about will be a water that is in you. And it will be springing up into life. It will be springing up into everlasting life. And this woman looked at him and she said, give me this water. And I'm not sure what you're talking about, but I know I'm thirsty. And I know that what you're talking about, a living water, I don't fully understand it. But you seem to be talking about a source and supply that I know nothing of. But if I will take it, if I will come to you, if I'm thirsty and I will come to you, you will give me something to drink. And you're saying it's living and it will spring up in me and it will keep springing up into everlasting life. Everlasting? Could I have that? I want that. And Jesus said, I am the living water. He said, I am the living water. And beloved, you know, that means that when we come to Christ, that there will never be an unsatisfied thirst in our lives. That if we will come to Christ in faith and we say, Lord, I need this living water. I thirst all the time, but I know what you're talking about goes way beyond just the cells in my body. It's that thirst of my soul. It's that thirst for significance. It's that thirst in my mind. It's something that is never satisfied. No, when I go to other sources to drink, I seem to go there and my thirst gets unquenchable. I seem to go there and I get sicker. I seem to go there and I'm never satisfied. I thirst and I thirst. You mean there's relief from a thirst that I've never known about? And Jesus says, yes, come to me and drink and I will give you living water. That means there will never be a time that you will have an unsatisfied thirst, because when you thirst, you will come to me and I will satisfy it. We heard it in the testimonies tonight that people that they've come to Christ, and when they got to a place where they mourned a loved one, they could cry out in their spirit, Jesus, I thirst. And he would come and he would comfort them. There will be people that go, Lord, I thirst. I'm addicted. Lord, I want to change. I don't like me and I don't like my life. Jesus. And they would look to him in this thirst and he would come and meet them. And he would say, I will break that bondage. You keep looking to me because I am your living water and I alone can satisfy that thirst for change. I alone can satisfy that thirst to stop hating yourself and to give you a hope and a future. I alone can satisfy that thirst that looks for significance and a meaning and a purpose to your life. Only I can satisfy that. We heard it sung today. So many in their quest, in their thirst for knowing their Father, in a thirst of being loved when they're unlovable, of a thirst to know that he loves, that we have a heavenly Father who will never take his eye off us, who will keep training us, who will say, I will call you son and you will call me father. I will call you daughter and I will give you a confidence to grow, to be able to live for the benefit of others, to be able to walk this world with light in us and with enough light to give away. In fact, Jesus said that if you will come to me, I will give you living water, and that out of you will drink what I give you, and then out of your bellies shall flow rivers of living water. In fact, the water that I will give you is so spiritual, is so supernatural. You will take it in by drinks and gulps, but out of your belly shall flow rivers. I will take a little of me, but out of you will come something of my life that will give drink to many. It is a supernatural water he will give. Man does not live by bread alone, and man does not live by water alone. Man was made body, soul and spirit. And this generation is thirsting in their soul, is thirsting in their spirit, is thirsting in their mind for living water, which only Jesus can give. Which only Jesus said, if any man thirsts, let him come to me and drink. I will change you. I will satisfy you. And you can walk this earth and I can walk this earth. Every time we have thirst, we will know what to do with it. Every time the thirst of our in our experiences, we can turn to Jesus and say, Lord, I thirst. You said if I would come to you, that thirst would be satisfied. And beloved, on this stage is the journey of faith that people are taking, that are learning that God doesn't keep upstairs keeping a ledger. You've asked me for six draughts of water, six cups of water, and I'm sorry, but no more for you. But that journey of faith is we keep coming. We keep coming. We keep coming to Jesus. He said, if you're thirsty, you come to me. I will never turn you away. And the water I will give you will be living and it will satisfy body, soul, and spirit. So how do I get this water quickly? How do I get it? Beloved, you know, if you are hearing a message like this for the first time, know this. Inside there is those toxins that build up when we get dehydrated, when we get spiritually dehydrated, when emotionally, mentally, spiritually, we are not connected to a God who is our living water. And those toxins build up, and that's called sin. And sin separates us from God. Sin causes us to live lives we're not proud of. Sin causes us to act like we don't want to act. Sin is a problem. And that's the toxins. They build up inside and they have polluted our mind. They polluted our spirit. We seem to gravitate to drinking places we know is killing us by degrees and we can't seem to stop. The toxins build up. But then we know that on the outside, we seem to partake of things that just keep feeding those habits, those practices, where we're drinking from is slowly killing us. So, beloved, there is a remedy. There is a remedy to a thirst that's killing us by degrees. It is Jesus. He is the living water. That toxin, that sin, we can come to Christ and say, Jesus, I thank you that you are my remedy for sin. You will stop that progression of toxins that's killing me on the inside. I can say, Lord, I am a sinner and I don't do good things. I do things I am ashamed of. And Lord Jesus, I come to you in repentance and I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to change me. I ask you to adopt me. I ask you to cleanse me and accept me, and he will. Because Jesus went to a cross that we could have covering for our sin, and that the longing of our heart is that we could know God in heaven, who will become our heavenly Father through Jesus Christ, what he did on the cross. And then God seals the work and go, I want you to know your mind because I'm going to live inside of you. You will become a temple, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. I will live in you and I will begin to satisfy those thirsts. I will break up the power of sin. I will break up the bondage. I will break up where you've been taught wrong, where you live wrong. I promise I will come and change it. I won't do it over. Some things will change overnight. Other things you will walk with me by faith and I will be faithful to you because I know what I'm doing. I am perfect in all of my ways and I know how to redeem you and change you from the inside out. I will be your living water and you will not thirst and you will learn to come to me and it will be living water. And instead of walking these streets dead, bound by sin, controlled by sin, you will have a source of living water that will cleanse you, renew you, refresh you. And then out of your belly, out of your innermost being, you will be able to share the love of God. You will be able to say, my life has changed. I have different appetites. You will be able to say, I used to do that stuff, but it doesn't interest me anymore. I used to be that, but God has changed me through the love of Jesus Christ. I'm at a well. I found him when I was thirsty. He met my need. And he is an ever-ending support, a supply of living water. Beloved, if you are thirsty tonight, there is a remedy. And it is Jesus. It is Jesus. Don't live this life thirsty, dehydrated, and succumbing to what a killing thirst can do. But he has come to be our living water all the days of our life. So I'm just going to ask you if you will stand with me here tonight. If you find yourself tonight and you are thirsty. You are thirsty and you know you have been drinking at places that are killing you by degrees. That somehow you know that you are under the judgment of God because, beloved, there is a heaven to be won. There is a hell to be shunned. There is a heaven. There is a hell. We will meet God one day. When we pass from this life to the next, there is a meeting. We will stand before God. And he's saying tonight, I've made a way for you, and I want to quench that thirst that life has given you something, a thirst that nothing satisfies, but I satisfy. And I will be in you a fountain, a well springing up. Every time you need me, your whole life, I will spring up. When you feel the loneliness, when you feel that search for significance going on in you, wondering what you're about, I promise you, you call on my great name, I will spring up. But you come to me first. You come in repentance. You come and say, I need you, Jesus. You come and say, I'm a sinner, and I'm in need of the cleansing, healing water that you are, Lord Jesus. But then I ask you to live in me and spring up and change this life that I may be satisfied. And my testimony is, I am satisfied in my God. He loves me that much. So if you are thirsty and you know that you need living water, that you will not thirst again, that you will know that you the love of God that will satisfy that deep thirst, I'm just going to ask you, as the musicians come and they begin to play, I'm just going to ask you to step out of your seat. And you're saying, I'm coming, Lord Jesus, to drink. And I'm going to drink deeply all that you are and all that you're offering. Just make your way quickly. If this is you tonight and that you are saying, I'm stepping out tonight and I'm going to look to Jesus and drink of his life and take of his forgiveness. Will you come? Just make your way out all over this place. All over this place. Just come. You are thirsty and you know tonight, that place is going to be satisfied in Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus said, if any man thirsts, let him come to me and drink. So, beloved, if you're thirsty, there's a remedy. Come to Jesus and drink. You can come now. Some of you are coming and you're saying, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sin. I want to drink of those waters that will cleanse me with a water I can't come near that can cleanse myself. Oh God, I can't scrub it away. But I'm hearing if I come to you and I'm thirsty, your living water will cleanse my sin and wash it away. Lord, I thank you. Then you will put the Holy Spirit who will be living water in them and they will never be the same again. And Lord, I just pray, oh God, for those Christians, oh God, that we've heard that was a theme tonight of Christians that really were thirsty at times in their walk. They were thirsty. They couldn't believe you would love them through their failure, love them through their fear. And yet, Lord, you were so faithful. And that, Lord, you kept offering who you are, your living water. And that, Lord, you broke through. You broke through and said, I am with you. I have chosen you and I love you. I will always be your source of supply. I will be your living water and I will be faithful to spring up in you when you're at your lowest. We thank you for that, Lord Jesus. We give you the praise tonight. But I just want to, those that have come and you've come to Jesus tonight because you're thirsty. You're tired and you're thirsty. And Jesus sits beside a well. He's been waiting for you because he has a very special love for thirsty people. He has a very special love for you tonight. He doesn't want you tormented by thirst anymore. And so I'm just going to ask you tonight, if you would just open your thirsting heart, would you pray this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I am thirsty. And you are the living water. I repent of my sin. Forgive me and cleanse me. Jesus, thank you for your life that has saved me and will now refresh me. Change me and fill me with living water. Thank you. I receive it. I receive the living water that only you provide. And thank you. You will never turn off the tap because you love me and I'll love you back. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.